Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So hemorrhoids, a common concern, and yet people are often very reluctant to bring it up with their doctor. Now, Dr. Fergal McNamara is the co-founder of the Dublin City Clinic, and he's here in the studio to answer all of your questions. So you can keep sending them in to us now. WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32. Text 51551 or email todaycb@rte.ie. Fergal, thank you so much for coming in to us.
Thanks for having me, Claire.
I was telling our listeners throughout the morning that we're getting so many questions coming in, and it's actually quite sad. It's moving really, because we have a lot of people who have suffered with hemorrhoids or with piles, whatever you want to call them, for years and have done nothing about it.
Yeah, no, we see it all the time. We see people coming to us often sent in by a spouse or a concerned family member because they're too embarrassed, too self-conscious to go to the doctor themselves. And even in our own experience as GPs, you know, people come to us to talk about the hemorrhoids, but often they'll say something else. They'll tell us about a different issue. And maybe as they're going out the door, they might mention to us quickly. But you're right, so many people are suffering in silence. And it's we see people who don't attend social functions, who are afraid to travel, afraid to go on holidays, afraid to go to family birthday parties, all this kind of things.
Why? What are they afraid of?
Well, we would see some quite extreme cases where people are bleeding severely. And that's obviously makes them very self-conscious. So they don't want to be in a public space. And these would be, in some cases, professionals. We'd have young people. We'd have people into their 60s. And we've gotten some great results with our own treatment. So we've been able to see the change in their lives. But we probably weren't aware of it until we started this clinic.
Okay, you know? Well, let's take a look at some of these questions now.
Sure.
And this really feeds into what you've just been saying. So my husband, this listener said, has had piles for many years and uses suppositories and cream on a nearly weekly basis. They really come against him from time to time. He was with the doctor after much persuasion by me some years ago and was given cream, etc. But the hemorrhoids still persist. Is the next step surgery? Is it painful? How do I convince him to go again as he's really reluctant? I know it's not the nicest thing to have and he's quite shy. So she's clearly trying to convince him to do something about this.
Yeah. And as I said, we'd see this a bit. I mean, given his age and the time length that's going on, they're probably quite extensive. So the creams aren't really going to work. So he does need a more definitive treatment. So surgery is certainly an option, as well as band ligation, where you put a tight rubber band on the neck of the hemorrhoid. And then the treatment we do, which is a non-surgical treatment, it's electrotherapy, requires no anesthesia, local or otherwise. And we target the feeding blood vessels to the hemorrhoids. We cause the hemorrhoid to shrivel up because it's kind of starved of blood.
Does it shrivel up and fall away, or does it disappear? It just goes back to its
back
normal
into,
size.
Into the mucosa, yeah.
Okay. Let's take some more. Thank you for raising the subject of hemorrhoids. Please ask your guest, what is the best treatment for an external hemorrhoid? And this listener's had one for years.
So I suppose there's two types of external hemorrhoids. There's the external hemorrhoids that come from inside and protrude out. I mean, they're quite severe. We grade hemorrhoids 1 to 4. That'd be a grade 4 hemorrhoid that comes out. We're able to treat them and they can be treated with surgery. The purely external ones, which I think this person may be talking about, are almost like skin tags. They don't necessarily cause much symptoms, but they're quite unsightly. And from hygiene reasons, a lot of people want to get rid of them. The difficulty with removing them is oftentimes it involves the anal sphincter itself, and there's a risk of damage there, whether it be nerve damage or even possibility of causing incontinence down the line. So there is a little bit of reluctance to remove them if they're not causing symptoms. Mm-hmm. But certainly a decent colorectal surgeon would consider it.
But if they're not causing a problem, are you saying you might be better off just leaving it if it's a skin tag type situation?
Yeah, and I suppose it's easy for us to say that, but people will come to us and say, look, I'm not getting pain or bleeding or itching, or I'm not getting a bit of itching, but it's unsightly. They really just, they want rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it with a lot of female patients too, but it affects both men and women. But certainly from a surgical point of view, you're looking at a general anaesthetic. You're looking at proper surgery to remove a wedge or a section of tissue there, you know.
How did you develop this special interest in hemorrhoids, may I ask?
Yeah, I suppose just I did 4 years of training in surgery before I became a GP. So I would have seen, you know, poor unfortunate people turn up to emergency departments when I was on call as a junior, as an SHO, and there was nothing that we could there's nothing that could be done for them, you know, there and then. And they'd be in awful pain, some of them. They'd have like terrible kind of protruding prolapsed hemorrhoids. And they were kind of sent off with the same creams and suppositories that even mild cases get. Mm-hmm. So it always stuck in my mind. I thought, like, this is really untapped here. No one's really kind of grabbing this. Like, a lot of people are embarrassed by it. Like, my wife would rather this wasn't the area that I'd focused on. But more than 50% of the population are suffering with this. So it's a huge, huge issue. And most people are you know, so embarrassed to deal with it that I just thought, if there's something we can do in the community, you know, as opposed to sending people to hospital, something we can do from a GP point of view, then we'd be all for it.
Why not go there? Yeah. Okay, well, listen, here's one which I'd say is going to be a common issue now amongst people listening. So this listener has suffered with hemorrhoids for most of my life, but she's 35 weeks pregnant at the moment on the third baby. And of course, she always suffers after the birth in her experience. In the last week, they flared up. They began to settle at the weekend. However, I've had bleeding when I pass stools since Saturday. Is this normal? I've no pain or irritation at the moment, just bright red blood after I go to the toilet. Should I see a doctor?
I suppose the short answer is yes. And if she's 35 weeks pregnant, she's going to be plugged in with her GP and the maternity hospital anyway. But it's likely, I wouldn't say she should worry. It's likely if it's bright red bleeding from the back passage, and we know she's a history of hemorrhoids, it's coming from the hemorrhoids. And the fact that she's got a, you know, 35 week fetus there, that's putting pressure down there, and that's causing bleeding every time she goes. So I'd kind of reassure her not to be concerned about it. But, you know, if it doesn't settle within a few days, then absolutely bring it up to the GP.
So another one would like to know if there is a way to permanently get rid of external hemorrhoids after having babies.
Again, the external, so it would be a surgical option for the external ones. Our treatment works reasonably well on ones that are coming from inside to out. But if they're just purely external, like I was saying, a kind of skin tag, kind of skin coloured tissue at the back passage, they need to be removed. You'll see all kinds of things online, creams and things like that, but they don't work.
Right. So you need surgery in that case.
In that case, yeah.
This listener says, I got hemorrhoids while I was run down during quite a stressful time. Should I now expect them to return every time I become run down? Is there a connection?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's hard to quantify the effect of stress on the body, but certainly we know our gut responds to stressful periods, and hemorrhoidal tissue is part of the gut, so sometimes that can flare up. Unfortunately, this person is just prone to that. I suppose managing the stress is the first port of call, see if you can manage that. Mm-hmm. But if that's how it presents, then it is likely to happen again. Yes,
yeah, they are a thing, aren't they? They will come back.
Diet,
exercise, water, how important are all of those things?
Really important. So the biggest issue is that people are when they're on the toilet, when they're if they've constipation or hard stools, they're creating downward pressure. If you drink more water and eat more fiber, you're going to have softer stools, which means you'll pass easier. So you're going to have less pressure down there, so the hemorrhoids are less likely to flare up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's come back to some of the questions. So now this is from a 62-year-old man, and I feel desperately sorry for him because he says he had a number of hemorrhoids for 30 years.
Mm.
I'd have intermittent pain or discomfort, say, twice a year. And his question is, should they be removed? And he's also worried and asks, can they become cancerous?
So unlikely to become cancerous, I would say. But certainly, if it's going on this long, I would certainly advise him to either come to his GP or come in to us and have a chat. We use little plastic anoscopes so we can have a quick look in there and then and see what's there without doing a full colonoscopy, just to see the extent of them and grade them. And we could certainly advise him on treatment.
But the good news is it's not too late.
No, absolutely. No.
Okay.
No.
This listener has suffered with hemorrhoids and skin tags for many years following four pregnancies. I've seen a specialist who will remove them under general anaesthetic. However, my GP has advised me that this operation is extremely painful and should be avoided.
I mean, certainly, I suppose extremely painful. It's certainly painful while it's going on, but you're under anaesthetic. But yeah, the recovery time can be rough. Like, you're talking 2 or 3 weeks, possibly even off your feet for some of that. If people are busy with kids or busy with work, that's not really an option. Even plenty of colorectal surgeons will probably advise against a hemorrhoidectomy, which is the surgery, because of the burden afterwards. But again,
but you've got to weigh it up. Like, if that's affecting that person's life day to day, you might just have to go through this.
Lots of people do. Lots of people do.
Why do I always seem to get them after a course of strong antibiotics or painkillers? Is there a link?
Yeah, well, if the painkillers are codeine-based or morphine-based, you're more likely to get constipated. So they would, constipation is going to cause a flare. Antibiotics, I guess, antibiotics will like, I mean, they'll target the bacteria you want them to target, but they'll also kind of clear out the gut as well. So again, hemorrhoidal tissue is part of the gut, so it'll become sensitive and maybe become inflamed as well.
Right. Yeah. So on the one hand, constipation is, mm-hmm. is going to possibly result in hemorrhoids. Yeah. But if your bowel is the other way,
yeah.
and if you have diarrhoea,
yes.
Yeah. you're also going to get hemorrhoids. Yeah. There's no winning there.
No. And we see that in the clinic. We see that more and more. Like, traditionally, constipation is the main issue, but diarrhea also does. And people who get chronic diarrhea will often suffer with hemorrhoids too.
This person has external shriveled hemorrhoids for years. I've bad itching at night. I do not want surgery. I've tried all the creams for years to no avail. It's the itching that really is my problem. What are my options?
Quite limited if she's not willing to do surgery, to be honest. What's happening there is you're getting a little bit of discharge, which is another nasty side effect of having hemorrhoids. You get a mucus discharge in that area that causes a kind of a moistness and it causes an itch. Sometimes then that can get infected as well with the either fungal or bacterial infection. So topical treatments are probably the best in that case. So go to the GP.
But ultimately, you say that if you have, as this person has, external shriveled hemorrhoids,
yeah.
that's surgery.
Really, yeah, because the like banding won't work on that. Our treatment will have limited effect on that, electrotherapy. So really you're looking at a surgical option. And again, as I said, a lot of surgeons are reluctant because of the potential damage to the sphincter.
This is from a man who's 56 who has hemorrhoids. They bleed often with bowel movements. I've had a recent colonoscopy, which was clear, but I do suffer with IBS. That's irritable bowel syndrome,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it? I'm using Anusol, which is one of the over-the-counter yeah. remedies, but he feels nothing is working and would greatly appreciate any advice. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he could come to see us, or he'd come to see a colorectal specialist, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sit down with him and go through it.
So there are more options for that person.
Oh yeah, yeah. And if the, as I said, like the earlier question, you know, if the creams are no longer working, then we can extrapolate from that they're at a larger size, a higher grade, and they do need a more definitive treatment.
A quick one here, can colitis cause hemorrhoids?
Yeah, it can do, again, because it's another inflammatory process in the lower anal rectum.
Okay, is there a connection between hemorrhoids and lower back spasms or pain?
Not necessarily. Haven't heard that one yet. You
right.
can get some referred pain if you have pain in and around the lower anal rectal canal. It can go down the leg and that. I haven't heard of back spasms.
Right, okay. But that person might want to get that checked
just
to make sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this person had internal piles removed surgically about 5 years ago. So they went to the bother of okay. having that done. Unfortunately, they're back.
Right.
And this person is 68 and they're really sore. What can I do?
Yeah, so I mean, like anatomically, you've three distinct areas. So that surgery obviously removed one of those areas, and they're kind of called hemorrhoidal tissues, and they're totally normal. We all have them, but the issue is when they become inflamed and they start to bleed, and that's when you have hemorrhoids, symptomatic hemorrhoids. That person, I suppose, you know. Again, a non-surgical option would certainly suit them better, I think. We would certainly be open to bring them in to chat to them about it, have a look and see what's there and give them their options.
Look, the main message is that don't suffer in silence. Go and see somebody about it, please. If we can just leave people with that. Dr. Fergal McNamara from the Dublin City Clinic, thank you very much for being with us today.